Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Today, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, Big here, your host tonight. Thanking you again for your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio. Glad that you could join me tonight, Monday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As you all know, every Monday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can call in at 909-232-9222. To join this series, Must Listen to Get, we're covering Chapter 1, Building Your Foundation of Wealth. It's a personal and business development series. The first three lessons, of course, were the first three Mondays, and 3 points to take from those lessons, which you can find on thinkbigradio.com, is time management, written goals, vision boards, and old school marketing. So three of the things we covered in those first three lessons that we're dealing about you. What we believe is that when you decide to start a business or when you decide to become a better person or just learn things, it all starts with you. So why not start with you, Y-O-U, your opportunities unlimited when you do anything? Because you're going to always be the driving force behind the decisions that you make. We will have a guest that will talk about time management or written goals or vision boards or old school marketing. Now, each lesson, we're going to cover marketing. And, of course, as we get further along, we're going to get more detailed into the types of marketing and things that you may have heard, SEO, CRM, things similar to that. But because we're in the beginning and this is building your foundation of wealth and we started with you, we started with old school marketing, which dealt with a lot of business cards, postcards, flyers, handbills, things of that sort. So we will cover more in-depth marketing as we move through each lesson. Now, Chapter 1, Building Your Foundation of Wealth, has 5 lessons. The first lesson, of course, was dealing with you. The second lesson will be dealing with minding your money, knowing your zero. And we believe that once you really know who you are and what you want to do in order for you to move forward, you're really going to have to start minding your money. You're going to have to start giving your income a purpose, because the same way that you figured out who you were and almost with precision what your purpose was, you're going to maybe need some money or need some people that have influence. But regardless, we want you to be able to budget, because if you're one of those people who are out here looking to actually start a business and have it successful, then we feel that you should also know a little bit or be able to master your personal finances. Now, if you have the money to hire an accountant to do your personal stuff and do your business stuff, that's fine. But a lot of business owners, when they're just starting, they don't have those things. So they have to start with what they have, which is basically an idea, some guts, and some persistence to keep moving toward it. So in beginning this chapter here, we're going to start talking about knowing your zero. Now, on the website, thinkbigradio.com, /must listen to get 4, because this is the 4th one in this lesson, you'll be able to download the companion manual. Now, when you click on that link, just like before, you can either download it or you can view it. If you like to print it, you can print it without downloading it. But for this particular lesson, we also have an Excel worksheet. Now, that Excel worksheet also has charts, so it can kind of track what you're spending your money on, what you should be able to save, but we've also added a user video. Now, this user video does not have sound because a lot of times people may look at it at night, but just watch the video. It's real short, and it'll show you exactly how this particular Excel worksheet works. So make sure you go, you download the companion manual, because that's mostly what I'm going to be reading from, because it's part of the full course that you will be able to get January 2018, and make sure you download that Excel worksheet and watch that user video if you are having problems following me. Okay. So what we're going to cover now is the first couple of pages in the companion manual that deals with your zero. So that first page, you're going to see where it says Chapter 1, Lesson 2, Bronze, Managing Your Present Income. Now, the first chapter and lesson was called Copper because it's one of the most base elements, and we had a penny on there. This one, we have an award with a trophy, and it's bronze. So we're moving from copper to bronze, and by the time we get out of this lesson, you guys will know exactly where we're at as far as what element. So Chapter 1, Earth, Lesson 2, Bronze, Managing Your Present Income, what is your zero? Now, the official page one pretty much goes through the things that was in the other page, which is WeLiveLifeBig.com. It's comprised of professionals in finance, real estate, business, mortgages, crowdfunding, education, marketing, technology, economics, and the community service industries. So you see here, WeLiveLifeBig.com. When you visit that particular website, there's a list of 10 questions, and they'll kind of give you a little bit of clarity as to what you really need assistance in and what route you want to take. So when you go there and you fill that information out, that helps us to know exactly what you're looking for, that so that when we reach out to you or you reach out to us, we can kind of tailor something toward your needs. So if we had to sum up our system, it would be learning to create the habit of common sense practices in your life and finances. So stage one, identifying and pursuing your passions, lesson one. Stage two, lesson two, managing the income you already earn. That's where we're at now. Once again, the three steps to becoming successful and to live life big, which is building investments globally, is belief, action, and persistence. Belief is very important because there's going to be a lot of people that don't believe in you. As long as you believe in you and you take the steps necessary to strengthen that belief and learn the things and what you're looking for, you're always going to be able to do something big. But you have to take action, doing something big. You have to take action. And then once you decide to take that action along your route, don't worry about getting it 100%. When you're at 85%, that's a good starting place, because when you think you're at 100, that's when you also figure out, hey, I've got to add some more stuff, or the environment's changing, so I have to add those different things. So when you're about 85, do what you need to do to start taking that action, and you can always make these adjustments, because remember, your business is not something, or in your life is not something that is going to be 100% or that you're going to get right the very first time when you step out. And number three, of course, persistence. Without persistence, you'll never get it done. You have to do those little steps continuously, because when you look back, you'll see how many miles you've walked. And it started with those little steps and being persistent with them. So when we get over here to page three in the companion manual, you'll see We're going to cover Feel Your Vision. That's on page 4. Then we're going to go over What is Zero. That's page 6. After that, we'll start our next lesson with Tips to Save More Income, Getting Started on Marketing Tips and Templates, Moving into the Next Lesson, and Another Short Story. The short story we shared on Lesson 3 of Chapter 1, Lesson 1, was dealing with Popcorn Mondays. You guys might want to listen to that. It was a great story. Today we're going to cover Fill Your Vision, What is a Zero. We won't be here all day. So on this page, I'll read each lesson. You will learn more about marketing as well as business principles that will lay the foundation of your wealth. The marketing technique will assist you in reaching the next lesson. You'll be able to learn at your own speed through print, audio, and video, all the while funding the passions and businesses that make up who you are. If you implement your creativity and insights along the way, we promise you that you can become debt-free, own a home or investment property, and have a successful business within 3 years or sooner if that is your goal. Feel your vision. We would like for you to take a moment and think about something you received that you wanted so bad you could taste it, touch it, even smell it before it arrived. You were at the height of expectation, and it almost seemed to appear just like you envisioned. Remember that time? Now imagine if you could use that same concept of belief and expectation in the life you want to achieve. Reach out with your hands and slide it along that new car steering wheel that is paid for. The grip is perfect in your hands, so much that it feels as if you are wearing gloves. Wow, the power of that engine vibrated through your entire body. Check your mirrors, and as you slide on your fresh seatbelt, place your car into drive. Step into your new home, imagining the sun coming through the windows and that new home smell. What are you going to put in the entryway? Should you put a big screen TV above the fireplace or just your book collection? Ah, the sound of a flushing toilet that you just had to hear. The local book merchant just called again asking for more copies of your new book because they're selling as fast as they take them out of the box. You give them the number to your distributor as you walk into the well-manicured backyard. Remember, ahead of the time. If you can imagine with feeling and get excited about this dream that you're making a reality, it will happen just as you remember the first time you used this power as a child. Now write that vision down to solidify a future past. If you can remember the future, it will come to pass. Envision your dreams. So in the workbook here on page 5, you'll see where it says, express yourself as if this month you've earned over $25,000 with your passion. So it starts off today. So write down what it would feel like to you. Think about it. Touch it. Taste it. Smell it. How do you feel? Now, we know it may take a moment to get there depending on your industry. But you will get there if that's your goal, is to make a certain amount a year. Now, after you finish that part of the manual, we're going to go right into what is a zero. Now, at this point, you should definitely have downloaded that Excel worksheet. Make sure that it was working well on your computer. And here we go. What is a zero? A zero is a simple term used to define your break-even point. This may be far the most important lesson in the speedy accomplishment of your goals. This lesson will cover determining your zero, lowering your zero, and increasing your income. So we will now determine where and how your money is currently being spent. This is a requirement if you are serious about your finances and creating wealth. Determining your zero. Now, your zero is the amount of each of your recurring monthly bills plus 10% for emergencies. Now, you can fluctuate that 10 between 10 and 25%. The bills that fluctuate, such as gas, electricity, and water, you'll take the highest bill to date and use that amount. Example, if your bills total $5,000 monthly, 10% of $5,000 is $500. So $5,500 is your zero and must be earned in a month to break even. Now, that break-even point, that's almost like when you hear people say, hey, I got paid and I'm broke. If you're just breaking even, you have to do more than that. So the key is lowering your zero and increasing your income and savings. You will earn much income as an affiliate marketing our system. ThinkBigAcademics.com/payments. We also provide savings tips to maximize the income you already earn throughout each lesson. What good will any of this do if you don't know how to spend your money today and spend it unwisely on things that you have the power to take control of? So are you ready to live life big? Everyone has dreams, but few have the courage and tenacity to do the things necessary to achieve them. You must create the time to do this now. Write down today's date. There's a section right here in the manual for you to put that. Remember that everything you do from this point on will determine the level of success you will have 365 days from now. Now, page 7, determining your zero involves a budget as precise as a rocket ship's engine. This lesson comes with the Excel worksheet we use. But on here, we're providing 1 month of this simple budget for your printing. So let's get started with the steps. All right. These are the things that you guys are going to need in order to really determine your zero and to get this right the first time out the gate. Listen clearly. You want to take your time, but you want to get these things in place. And sit back. It may take you an hour. It may take you 2 hours. But remember in that first lesson when we talked about time management and how much you had to put toward what you wanted to be as far as your personal self or what you wanted to do with your business. So I have steps on here, and they're very simple and easy to follow. You just have to make the time. So step one, you want to obtain your last 2 months of bank statements. That's all accounts. So if you have two or three different bank accounts, you need two or three of those different bank accounts, and you need every page for the last two steps, the last 2 months. Now, you're also going to go to www.annualrecreditport.com. and pull a merge credit report. Now, this site is free. Of course, for some of you, you may have done some things already and you can't pull your free credit report, but you want to try to get all of them. Now, those steps might take you anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, depending on what they're asking you, but you want to have that merge credit report. Remember, last 2 months of your bank statements, and you want to have that merged credit report. What I mean by that is there's more than one credit reporting agency. You want to try to get your credit reports from all three agencies because some of them have different things on them. So even though you're going through your bank account and you see, okay, I made $7,000 last month, but when you look through your bank account, it's going to tell you exactly and pretty close with 2 months. But you'll get the third month the next month. What you really spend your money on is going to show you, you know, your habits, and we're going to show you how to break that down as well. Now, you're going to print a copy of the Excel budget that's provided. So if you decided to print this, you already have some papers to work with, so that way you can kind of start putting your numbers down. Now, determine your zero by placing all bills from the bank statements on the budget. Then you're going to determine your zero by placing all liabilities from the credit report on your budget. Now, in this case, the only thing you're doing is putting your minimum payment. You might have a credit card and it's $20 a month, but you always pay $50. Hey, that's great. But don't put $50 because that's what you pay. Put down the minimum payment. So the minimum payment that the credit reporting agency is asking you for, that's what you put. You're going to also determine your zero by placing all debt, not on credit or bank statements, on budget. Now, what I mean by that is you might have some debt like you owe Thomas or you owe Jane, and that's not something that's going to be on your bank statements that you're paying. It's not going to be something that's going to be on your credit report. Now, you might write a check to him and it's on your account, or you might write a or transfer some money through one of the cash apps to her that's not on your account, but just make sure that you remember to put that down. And then once you add all of that up, you're going to write that down and then add 10% of that for just things that come up, flat tire, water pipe, you name it. Now, we're going to add up your net income received for a 30-day period. We know you're out there grossing $50,000, $100,000+, but that's your gross. And after everything, your 401ks and all those other different things, we're not going to count your 401ks, but we want to know what your net is. What do you bring home? Because that's where we're going, what we're going to use when we're doing this budget. All right? So you're going to add up that net income received for a 30-day period. Now, the 30-day period is like this. It's by month. So we're not going to add up, let's say, this one you got on the 15th and this one you got on the 1st. We go by the month because your bills are normally due once a month. So make sure, and that's why we got those two bank statements, so that you can do them by month. Now, some of you may have bank statements that say, December 15th to January 14th. We do understand that. But what you made for that month is what you made for that month. So don't count a December 21st check and a January 9th check as the month of December. December is December. January is January. And that's why in some cases you might need 3 months bank statements. But for the most part, we start with 2 months, and as we're going through this budget in the future classes, and we're doing it on the where we're sharing it so that you can see different things, you'll figure out that part. Now, you're going to transfer all of that to that Excel sheet on the computer to calculate. Now, step 10 is, what can you save, or are you underwater? Write it down. Now, a lot of you guys know what underwater is. That's when you make $2,000 a month, but $2,100, $2,400 is coming out a month. So then you're underwater, especially when we're at that 10%. Okay, now if it's positive, divide that by 4 to determine weekly breakdown. So let's say at the end of the month you have $1,000 after all your regular normal bills, then that's really about $250 extra dollars a month. Now, as we go along in this course, you're going to see we're going to start assigning income to certain things. Those certain things are going to be things that benefit you. So we will be covering real estate. We will be covering stocks as we move along, all the different things that you can start little and then save and earn, all right? So what you want to do is decrease your zero and increase your net income. So how do we decrease our zero? My total bills come out to $5,000 a month, but I see that I can probably pay off a couple of those early, which my bills at that point may come out to $4,700 a month. But I also see that I've been eating $400, let's say $200 to $400 in fast food a month. So if I can eliminate that extra $200 to $400 on fast food, that gives me more money that I can put in a good place, and it'll decrease my zero. Now, increasing the net income, that's a tricky part for some people, because you might already have two jobs. You might not be making a lot at work. So we do have things that we can assist you with or help you with, which is also through the different chapters, where you can save money on things that you already do. So you want to definitely think about that. Now, you want to keep your budget updated biweekly. So every time you get paid, if you get paid every 2 weeks, semi-monthly, you want to update it. If you get paid monthly, every 2 weeks, you want to look at your bank statements that you should be able to find online and figure out what are you doing. You know, when you go fill up your gas tank, let's say you're spending $70 a month on gas, but every time you go to the gas station, you notice you also spend an additional $8 for a hot dog and some potato chips and whatever. So that's where you want to look at to try to cut back on, you know, because all of those little bit count, and you're going to see as we move forward through these different lessons, which is, of course, building your foundation, how it's going to all make sense. So don't expect today to be the day that everything is going to change for you, because, you know, just like when you look at stock graphs on TV or any type of graph, our lives go up and down. So we've got some great times, we've got some bad times, and we got some in-between times. So when it comes to your finances, we want to try to get to the point where you got the great times and the in-between times. But we don't ever want you to have those bad times. So that's what building your foundation of wealth is about, this first five lessons in chapter one. Now, chapter two and chapter three is after you've pretty much mastered chapter one, and that's when you're really going to be able to soar. So as we go through on page eight, you'll see where we have one of the budgets, and this one says January 2014. So that check one, check two, check three, check four, in case you're married. You want to put all that information on there, and you'll be able to add it up. Then you're going to go down here, and you're going to put, you know, what your biggest expense is, whether it's a home, whether you're renting, whether it's a car, whether it's a motorcycle. So we like for you to start at your biggest and work down. It doesn't matter if the order of what your biggest is or if it's out of order somehow. But on the Excel sheet that you're going to download, there's areas that you can just put things in to keep it so that you'll have a better balance as far as what you're doing. But you can change the different cells on there to reflect what you want it to be. Now, remember, this is personal. This is not business. You know, cause some of you, you're like, hey, I already know this stuff. That's good. Hope your business knows it so that you can go past that five-year mark. But for some of you, hey, this is just like, you know, kind of life lessons or things that you never knew about in school. So as you go through all these different pages, all the way up to page 12, you'll see that there's a different page that we got out of the budget. And so one of the key things that we said is to decrease your zero by paying down and off debt and increasing your income. If you're determined to become wealthy, you'll do this. So it has your end-of-month cash. Now, in your Excel sheet, this is going to automatically populate. It's going to show what you have. I think that when you look at where you are, it helps you better than just thinking about where you might be. So if you're in the positive, what can I save after all bills are paid? And then what is my weekly amount after bills? Now, if you're in the negative, what can I eliminate or cut back on to break even or save more? And I've got five different things, because as you're looking through those bank statements, you're going to see a lot of things that you can eliminate or cut back on. Then it says amount projected. Under that, what am I committing to save monthly? Now, remember, in chapter one, lesson one, we talked about a commitment treaty that dealt with how much time you're going to give to your dreams. Now here it is, lesson 2. I'm sorry, lesson 1 on chapter 1, determining your zero, we have another commitment. But this commitment is a commitment to your income. So with that said, guys, I'd like to thank all of you who were listening. Did see a couple of you guys. And make sure that you go to download the companion manual and download the Excel worksheet and watch that user video. That's thinkbigradio.com/must-listen-to-get-4. thinkbigradio.com/must-listen-to-get-4. Appreciate you all for your continued support, spreading the word about Think Big Radio. And if you want to find out a little bit more about me, your host tonight, visit www.kenbigblake.com. That's KenBigBlake.com. Tell you everything that you need to know. You're also able to contact me from that website if you wanted to talk for about 15 minutes to determine, you know, where you are, what you need to do, or if you have any issues. So love you all. Take care. Thanks for tuning in. And make sure you share this with your friends. Talk to you later.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.